recording so everyone can listen to it at a later date if they're not able to make it. Or if you get a reading and we answer your question tonight, then you will be able to listen to it again, because I know I always like to listen to my readings again to make sure that I haven't missed anything. Sometimes you miss something, you get really excited, and isn't that so, Joni?
People zone out, that's what they tell me.
Yeah, and there's different levels to a reading, too, I think, that sometimes we're not quite ready to hear something that's presented to us. So, all right, so everyone, it is time. It is 1 minute past 5 o'clock, and this is Friday, February 10th, and I am here live for our monthly live call-in show with my soul sister and dear friend, Joni Eisinger, who is a psychic channel and healer. Joni, say hello to everyone on Soul Luminous Radio.
Hi, y'all.
All right.
That was a northern hello. That was from Joyzy. Hi, y'all.
Okay, so tonight is a really special night. So we did our show a little bit earlier this month because we had scheduled a later date, and then I'm like, hey, what if we do like a Valentine's Day show? And I didn't know this, but it just so happened that I didn't know it was going to be a full moon. I didn't know it was going to be a lunar eclipse. I didn't know that there was going to be a comet flying around.
I love this. So, there are no coincidences. No, really,
oh my,
folks, Michelle and I didn't know.
We didn't know at all. In fact, this morning, just to do a good share, well, my boyfriend and I had done our, like, totem animals and pulled some energy cards. And he has a wolf tattoo on his shoulder, and he really identifies that with that. And he pulled the wolf card as the east direction, which is the entry into this lifetime and the lessons we need to learn and all that stuff. And the energy of wolf is, you know, a teacher, and it brings forth the lessons that you have to learn. Well, this morning I was thinking about the people I love and about today, and a client who was kind of having a hard time, and I decided I'd pull a card. I did, and I still didn't know it was a full moon or a full moon lunar eclipse. And I pulled the wolf card, and then I read it, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's a full moon. And I looked it up, and I'm like, holy moly, the energy of today is absolutely so heightened, so fantastic, so intuitive. It's ripe for us to really call in what's waiting for us. Joni, what do you have to say about all of this?
Well, I always, whenever we get into astrology, I always say I am not, I do not profess to know much about astrology. So I pick up from what other friends tell me and what I read. You know, people pass on articles that astrologers have put up on the net. And all I can say is that if you have an eclipse, a full moon, and a comet passing all on the same day, there is so much power to this. There are energies that come in from other dimensions that give us the opportunity to explore, to release, to come into our power, to align. I would say that there's an alignment. This is not an astrological term, because astrologers use the term alignment when there are planets that are aligned. But when you have three powerhouse experiences going on, there is a meld of sorts that I believe probably exponentially offers us opportunity. So if you're working on releasing something, really sit there and enjoy that. And if you're interested in getting rid of something that does not serve, really shoo it away. Station head and visualize what you really are working on and what you'd like to see. I think that there you can go in any direction with this. And as a comet would whiz by, fiery, that is like a spark that could come into your soul and light up your fire. That's just what I'm getting in a channel. So use comet energy. It's fiery. It's a blaze. I don't see it as anything dark or a warning. I see it as fantastical. Eclipses I'm not very familiar with, and full moons, oftentimes that is about release. So definitely people can look up what this means online, definitely.
Yeah, at the time of a full moon, things tend to speed up. However, the eclipse lends, because it happens kind of slowly, it lends a certain forgiveness, meaning like a slower like ability for you to kind of reflect and release what isn't serving you. Like this full moon,
gotcha.
You know, the term lunacy, of course, comes from that word lunar, right, the moon. And we can all experience that every month. It's like I don't even pay attention to the moon calendar. And I'm like, is there a full moon or something? And sure enough, there, it is, because things rev up. But the eclipse is giving us a little space to work with this energy of the full moon. And as we get, as we ready ourselves for the new moon, which would be new beginnings, you know, we have an added gift. So we have that fiery aspect that Joni just talked about, but we also have the forgiveness aspect of an eclipse. So think of your intent and whatever you're releasing tonight or whatever you want to happen. You know, think of the good energy of tonight's call eclipsing anything that has been, quote unquote, bad in your past. Okay? So on that note, we want to invoke the feeling of love, not only for another, but most importantly for ourselves, because that's when we can love and serve others best, when we're in that precious place. So we have quite a few people on the call tonight, and as I said, we already have a question posted in the Q&A, who, she's a first-timer to our show. I do know her, Donna is her name. And but before we do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Joni just quickly introduce herself.
I'm
going to
do a quick quickie.
Yeah,
because there are a lot of people on the line.
Yep.
Quick
okay,
intro.
So go ahead, Joni.
Okay, I am originally from Long Island, New York. I was a trained social worker, did it for 10 years, clinical social worker, and I didn't believe in any of this. In around 2003, I had chemical sensitivities that had me homebound ultimately for 6 months, couldn't open up windows or doors. The conventional professions thought I had lost it. I knew that I didn't, and I was going to die if I had had a bacterial infection because I couldn't take medicine. An energy chiropractor, a chiropractor who was doing energy medicine came on my path and started healing me, and I started reading spiritual books, and it was making sense, and I wasn't rejecting it. And then I became gifted with abilities, hands-on healing, channeling departed ones and pets, automatic writing, seeing into bodies, jumping into other lifetimes, clearing spaces. And I am now doing this professionally. I love doing radio. I do psychic galleries at two restaurants in New Jersey, and I do festivals and expos. I've published a few articles, and I also sing. I write some songs and record them. And if you go to my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com, you'll see much more about me. And I do this privately. So I do individual and group. I do in person if folks are local to New Jersey, and I do phone and Skype for folks that aren't local, and they are equally effective.
Awesome. You know, I have to just share with everyone, there are some people who have been here before, but there are quite a few people who haven't been at the show. So I'm just going to let you know that I have had readings from Joni, and they've been over the phone because, believe it or not, as close and in line as we are, there's the dog, we have never actually met in person, but I will tell you that not only in these shows, witnessing her readings with my clients and people that I know, it's amazing. And then my personal readings have been, I mean, they're visceral. I mean, not only, you know, you don't only hear it, but you feel it. Like it is part of you. And I encourage you to re-listen to it if you receive the gift of a reading and healing tonight. And know that whatever your question or your challenge is that you're seeking help on and guidance tonight, it is done with love, and it also serves a greater good, meaning that anything that you have to work on tonight, what Joni guides you to and channels, is going to help every single one of us. All right? So me included, I'm in this. And so that's why I'm so psyched. Go ahead, Joni.
Thank you. No, thank you very much for your words. Thank you. But also, yes, when you help yourself, there's a ripple effect throughout all of creation as we're all connected. Yeah. So we're having one big healing.
Okay. All right. So we covered we're going to go for it. And so what I'm suggesting here, just for the people who are live calling in, if you want me to call on you, press star 2 to raise your hand. I will see your hand raised, and then I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, and if I can see it, where you're from. Okay? So I will not call on you unless you raise your hand. So you have to press star 2 because I don't want you to be, feel put on the spot if you're just calling in and listening. But if you're calling in, you're here for a reason. You have enough courage. So please, please, please raise your hand. Press star 2. Don't worry. You're not going to be heard until I let you know. So think about that. Get your courage up. And what I'm going to do right now, Joni, is I'm going to go into the Q&A because this woman, this beautiful, beautiful woman, her name is Donna.
Mm-hmm.
She has posted a question, and she told me today, because she had been watching out for our show, that she was going to be posting a question and or a comment. But here it is. And she's very, very intuitive. This
mm-hmm.
woman is amazing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is it, her speaking. My comment is, I'm ecstatic about this show. Thank
mm-hmm.
you for the invite. My question is, as we ride on the sevens this year in 2017, being born on February 7th and a double Aquarian over the decades of my life, from 1957 on, I've recorded in my journal that, in fact, every 10 years, something unforeseen and extraordinary happens that shifts my life forever. What life-altering event could possibly happen to me this year in 2017?
It's a good one. Ooh, I'm all excited.
So well thought out.
I can't wait to go in. Okay, let's see what's going on here. I don't know exactly what she does, but I feel like they're using terms here, so there's some metaphor that she's been subdividing things. She's been compartmentalizing, and it seems that she congeals, she consolidates, she puts everything together. I don't know if this is actually third dimensional and task-oriented, or if this is conceptual, that she's been piecemealing things and having things all in different categories. And ultimately, she gathers everything up, all the pieces of a puzzle, and they become one unit. I think there's a fear. I'm not sure quite what it is. There's something that's like a bit of a, like a shadow or a cloud, something that's not haunting. It's just over her, and it doesn't feel comfortable, and like a haze. And this is lifted once she has this understanding of, in fact, what is going on. It's very comforting once she understands the picture. It's like seeing the bigger picture. She's been seeing the little bits. I don't know if something is going on and she wasn't quite sure what was happening, and then she puts it together and figures it out, or if this has to do with her work and that she's been trying to figure something out, like a project, and then she goes, aha, I've got it. You know, I've got it. And I'm not quite sure, but it feels this is everything combines as one, and then she feels safe and secure, and she no longer has to, this is what they're saying, she no longer has to judge. I don't know if someone was fooling her, and then she sees their true color, and she's been following a story with different events that take place, and now she understands. I do not know. But when I'll just generalize this to all of us, that if we have been either following a story and getting dribs and drabs and then we put the pieces together, or if we have been working on a project and you're here and here and here and here, but it's not quite working, but then you know how to weave it together to make it successful, it is incredibly satisfying. But whatever she's been going through has been onerous. It's really been pressing on her. And there's been a bit of worry. I feel like the worry goes, and she's free. So that is what I get.
All right, Joni, thank you. I know that resonates with Donna. And Donna, if you're listening right now, which I'm pretty sure you are, you can post another question in the Q&A. And also, everyone, there is a chat aspect here that's live, so you can just type your question in. Don't worry if you don't want your name revealed. I will not, you know, reveal it. And but right now, Joni, thank you so much for that. We have someone.
Now, may I just say that if Donna is listening and she wants to type in, we're all very curious as to whether this resonates.
Yes.
Because that's the benefit of having it be a live call where you can get validation or a person can get clarification or say, nah, that doesn't make sense.
Okay, so we have a lot of time here. So, Donna, if you're listening, we would so love for you to either call in or to post another question in the Q&A or the chat. Right now we have someone calling in from Conway, New Hampshire. I have their hand raised. I'm unmuting you. The last four digits of your phone number are 4076 from Conway, New Hampshire. You are on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Stephanie Miller, and I got the invite through Michelle's email. So,
hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How can I assist?
I guess I don't. I'm kind of at a loss right now. Just kind of lots of stuff going on in our lives right now, and just.
Okay.
Wondering if you had any, I don't know what the word is, insight into how things were going to go from here. Just a lot of stressful issues, family stuff.
Would you like to be a little bit more specific? Because then you'll get a little bit more specific guidance.
Okay. From on my husband's side of the family, there's been some, both his parents have passed in recent years, and he is one of three. He has two sisters, and one has been kind of very difficult to deal with, and they're trying to get through settling the family estate. And
right.
It's just been a very difficult situation, and it kind of seems like it's never going to end because we're dealing with a very difficult.
Divisive?
What's that?
It's divisive?
Yes, very.
Okay. So your husband needs to state his claim.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on to his truth and not back down.
Okay.
Now I have to ask:
right.
Does he drink or does he drink alcohol?
He does, but not
a lot.
Not a lot.
Good. Okay. Because that the I'm the casual psychic. They say it messes him up. So
right.
During this time when he's going through this with the family, it's not to limit it or you know we're getting into. Where he shouldn't have it at all, and there are no shoulds that you know where it's not recommended. It's a depressant. So just so you know, it lowers his ability to really think. It really affects him cognitively. So I see him
right.
Drinking water. Is he dehydrated? Does he not drink enough?
I feel like sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, he needs water. That will also boost him. Because
okay.
Spirit's coming in and talking about how this man could maintain his ground. So the drinking
mm-hmm.
weakens him. Water will refresh him and strengthen him. He needs to
okay.
hold on to a vision of what is right and just.
Yes.
And he needs to be a solid, solid man. Solid. It will end. This isn't going to sustain itself at this level forever.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in about a
okay.
month, something shifts. I don't know. Someone says something, and I don't know if your husband goes, bollocks, that's ridiculous. And then he gets infuriated,
yeah.
And then he makes this final statement. I'm hoping that you have a good lawyer.
Yes, we do.
Good. So it does get – everything ultimately gets worked out. I don't feel that he's going to be – you are going to be shafted. It doesn't feel this way. It feels – it will be parsed out. It will be
mm-hmm.
settled, and that this is a rough spot. He feels badly. He feels sad.
Mm-hmm.
His chest, it feels sad. It feels like his heart chakra, that's the energy center around love,
mm-hmm.
is sad. It's sad. So So he needs to forgive himself and forgive them. Any anger or rage will not assist. He needs to forgive them and say, you know the Jesus expression, the saying, forgive them for they don't know what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
That would help very much if he could kind of get into that zone.
Okay.
Now, all what is the other family issue?
That's the biggest part of it.
The biggest part.
So, yeah.
How are you doing with this? How are you coping?
It's been, I'm doing my best at this point. I did for a while just kind of let things go, but it's just kind of getting to a point because it's been going on for at least 3 years now. So it's very difficult.
Draining.
And very draining, very draining. So, I have some health issue. Well, it's not like a huge, but I have fibromyalgia, so it.
Mm-hmm. So fibro, your fibro is coming from taking on the energy. It's coming and it's affecting the fascia. So when you pull out of this, it's a drama. It's a movie. We come into Earth, I call it Earth School, for life lessons. Pull out of the drama and ask yourself, what can I learn from this? There's a divine reason for all of this. It's not one big haphazard chaosville.
You're right.
You have to find a way to limit, protect, offer succor to yourself, the love. Hey, it's a Valentine's Day show. Loving yourself and nurturing yourself and avoiding when you can, but being there for your husband without a doubt. Massaging his shoulders, saying nice things, have a cup of tea, honey, those type of things. But self-preservation with you is very, very important. The fibro comes from the energies about and you're sensitive, which isn't a bad thing, and you're picking up the energies.
Definitely, I feel that.
Now, do you know about Archangel Michael and asking for his protection and strength?
I don't think that I do.
Archangel Michael is, I believe, the closest archangel to the Godhead, and he is there for all of us, a massive consciousness. He has the shield and the sword, and you could ask him for strength and protection during this time. You could also put white light around yourself, which is love. That is creation. It's spirit. It's the highest frequency. Mm-hmm. And that acts as a protection. Doesn't mean bad things won't happen, but it does act.
Right.
It assists, right?
Right.
And you could also throw loving white light at the sisters rather than be upset and angry, which is a human thing to do, but you can also.
Right.
It's up to you if you want to. Listen, we feel our feelings. It's a matter of how long we feel them. We need to release, right? Or else they go inside and they can become fibro. So you blessings to you. May you heal. And you shine love and light on them and send angels to them. I forgive you. I forgive you. That will assist.
Okay. All right.
Do you wear perfume, or do you do essential oils, or do you mix sticks? What do you do with mixing?
I am a hairstylist, so I mix colors.
There we go. You're an alchemist. There we go, honey pie. So in the spiritual land, there are people who are alchemists, and you're like a potion person. So, and that's, you know, people play in the dark. I don't go to that world. I'm talking about when you're of the light and you're mixing wonderful things. So you can imagine, you know how you have your color palette for the hair color? Imagine that you have a palette and it's all different concepts, peace, love, unity, or whatever you want. And you imagine each little dab is a different love experience. Again, Michelle, Valentine's Day concepts here. And you make your own potion, make your own dib-dab of this and that, and then imagine you're mixing them together. Let's say for you need peace and harmony one day. Maybe you need quiet. And do a mix if you need, and then imagine that there's like a cup full of it or a smush glob of it in your hand, whatever it is, and take it in. That's alchemy.
Okay.
That will assist you too. That will calm you, and it will also be very supportive. So if you want to, imagine a color palette, and then write on it. You do this visually, like love, peace, harmony, justice, quietude, harmony, whatever, and you have it there, and then you go over to it when you want to, and you each day, like a cafeteria, and you imagine what combo you want today.
Okay.
And then imagine you're mixing, just like what you do at work, because you're an alchemist.
Okay.
And good luck to you.
I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I will do that.
You're welcome. May it be settled yesterday.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Stephanie,
all right.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That was very powerful, and I'm so psyched that you called in, and you can private message me and let me know, you know, so I can pass it on to Joni because she can reach out to you again, or you can come to another show. Okay?
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for the invite, Michelle.
No, you're welcome. Thanks
Bye.
For coming. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone. We get a lot going on here. A lot of courage. Obviously, you could hear the emotion in Stephanie and her needing help. And I know, Stephanie, not well, but Joni, once again, you tapped right into her.
I'm glad.
You really, really did.
I'm glad.
Yeah, and she's a woman who has a lot of love to offer. So right now, Donna, who had asked the first question about what life-altering things were coming in, she has been listening, and she has posted things in the chat. So we're going to go here right now. And you had said, I hope this resonates with you, and Donna said, yes, it does. The fog is the unknown, and I'm in the process of working with two attorneys, one dealing with a divorce and the home being jointly owned, and almost a three-year ridiculous and dysfunctional over a final estate settlement agreement. This is due to my oldest sister, who refuses to settle, hoping I will get sick over it and give up. So two attorneys attached to two very difficult issues with two very difficult people who sincerely want me to suffer in this life. My question is, will these two issues be resolved during this year and in my favor?
One is the divorce and one is with the sister?
One is with the divorce, yep, and one is, so involving the house and
And the other is the sister and an estate.
The other is the sister over an estate, which I believe is with her parents, obviously. Yeah.
I feel like the divorce happens. That feels quicker. The estate is a little, there's a lag. I'm not sure if that goes into 2018. I'm not sure. There's something that's dragging. It doesn't feel right. Feels very draggy. Yeah,
so,
she has to release her anger towards her sister. And I think that's the block. That's why it's not resolving. She has to go to a very high place and release all that does not serve her across all time and space with her sister. That's why it's dragging, like a limp leg that's dragging behind the body.
So
in terms of things all coming together, I think only she can put that together because I'm not seeing that in terms of what she said. I do see that she has an aha moment and then she sees a bigger picture and then she's settled. So that could be one of the – I think there's a divorce – I feel like the divorce issue is finalized. There's something about the divorce that feels easier. I think the friction with the sister is what keeps her back, so that's what she needs to do.
And this is my question for Donna. Is it possible that her frustration with her sister, I mean, her frustration with the divorce could slow down the
yes.
other one?
Slow down the other? I'm not seeing that.
No, if she's
usually
focusing,
it
so
does, but in this case, I feel like they're pretty, there's a separate,
definitely.
There are two separate things,
okay.
It feels.
Okay. So
it
so
doesn't
Donna.
Feel like she's bringing down the divorce issue because of the sister issue. They're just
okay.
both draining, but I think that the sister issue is really what's got – it's really lagging.
And just so everyone knows, I know Donna. I mean, I haven't actually been in touch with her personally for probably over 2 years, but she'll send me a message. Donna, you send me a message now and then, which I so love. But she's very heartfelt and intuitive. And Donna, if you have anything else to add or say, you know, keep on communicating with us in the show. And Joni, I know, wants to help you out. And as I said, everyone who asks a question and receives response from Joni is being served. Everyone who witnesses it is being served, even if they listen to it on the replay. Okay.
Well, what I would just like to clarify for Donna is that I think her question was answered. So now I think we probably have to move on to other people if she wants to post, if it resonates,
yeah.
But I'm not sure really if there's anything.
That's my point, Joni. We are going to move on to someone else, but as the show goes on, if she has something else to add in between calls here, then we will certainly address that because I have a couple things going here. All right, so we have one hand raised, and we have one question that came before that hand raising. So I cannot reveal this person's name. She posted in the Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a passionate request.
Mm-hmm.
And these are her words, and here we go. What is going on with my health? Doctors left me with nothing, but I know what I feel, and I know when it happened. Please don't reveal my name.
And we know it's a she.
Yes.
Okay. The first thing I don't know if there was any breast tissue where there was a lump or a rubbery feeling, whether she needs a mammogram. I don't know if she does any self-breast checks. Let me just go in regarding, because I'm getting all these different things regarding the doc. So she went to a doc and they didn't give her any diagnosis and she left. Is that correct? Am I interpreting that correctly, Michelle? Michelle, are you there? I think I lost you.
You know what? Yes, no. I muted myself when you're doing your readings. I'm not sure if I've interpreted her correctly.
Did she go in with an ailment and the doctors didn't diagnose her and they left her? They sent her on her way?
She obviously didn't get enough or any feedback. I don't know if she's feeling ignored or what, but I'm going to repeat what she wrote.
Yeah.
What is going on with my health? Doctors left me with nothing, but I know what I feel and I know when it happens.
Oh. See, this is okay. This is tough because I know that there are people that don't want to speak, but with Q&As, if I need to ask a question, it's just hard for clarification, because on the one hand, I see her breast and I see that she needs to do a self-check and either do thermography or a mammogram or something just to rule out things. And then I feel like she has a twinge somewhere and that I'm
okay,
not sure.
Okay, she's responding right now, Joni. I'm sorry.
Good.
Okay, so she said multiple doctors. Multiple
Can she
testing.
Say what the symptoms are?
I saw multiple doctors and had multiple tests.
What are her symptoms?
So I know she's listening because she's posting questions. So the more that you can post, the more that you can ask,
exactly,
the better Joni will be able to serve you.
Well,
so
yeah,
I'm
I need
watching,
to know what the symptoms are.
I'm watching the Q&A. So, so know that we're here for you, okay? All right, so.
It's a toughie for me because it's so general. And I also jump into other lifetimes. So in this case, sometimes I land it right in the 3D as to what's going on here. First thing I got was check your breasts. That was the first thing. But then I'm also feeling like there's a twinge. It doesn't feel very comfortable, and it could be, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm getting there's a twinge in the gut. I'm getting there's a twinge in the appendix. I get there's a twinge in the back. There are so many different things I'm getting. Like I'm getting prolapsed uterus.
Okay, she just said neck, back, head.
And, okay. And are they
vertigo.
Twinges?
Vertigo.
Vertigo. Okay, thank you, honey pie. Okay, here we go. In another lifetime, her right ear was punctured. So we're pulling out something. It's like, I think there's an arrow that's there. So if she can have a drink of water, a sip of water, that would be helpful. They're pulling out this arrow. She was in a war. She was a soldier, and she was ambushed. So this is karma. She comes into this lifetime rattled, and people rattle her, and she needs to release this. So let's get rid of the karma first. You say inside, I forgive myself. I forgive you, the lone Indian. Please forgive me. Thank you, God, for this life lesson. We're going to take all the lifetimes where after that precipitating event, you became rattled. It's like, you know, the unfortunate shaken baby syndrome, where the people who are abusers shake the baby at the shoulders, and then their neck goes, and then they die. This is a rattling of energy. It's at the head, the neck, the back, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, rattling. You've had different incarnations. You've been in earthquakes, tornadoes. There's a ceiling that kind of fell on you, and that rattled, kappa kappa kappa, boom. And you were trying to balance karma. You were trying to work through how you were ambushed, and you also felt very stiff. I think you died. I think there was a rigor mortis experience that you had that was very uncomfortable, and you passed, yet there was a physical body that did have an experience that was very, very uncomfortable, and that is also karmic as well, and plays into the rattling and stiffness that you have. So again, we take all the lifetimes, past, present, future, where you've had these earthquakey, tumultuous, rattling episodes. We ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Look at you go. Look at you go, honey pie. Gosh, does that feel good? I feel your motor. Now you didn't have your motor running. Your motor in your gut, your motor, your power center, your solar plexus, which is a chakra, an energy center, right in the center of your gut, underneath your ribs, in the center where your diaphragm is now revving. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. Have another sip of water. If you have a clementine or an orange, you would do very well. Citrus will help you. It'll go and it'll flush things out. If you don't have it today, have it tomorrow or the next day. Have some, they say, a piece of sunshine that will help you. You are escaping the Nazis as well in another lifetime. That was earth-shattering for you, and you were taken and you were killed. So this is another event that occurred, and you've been also escaping disasters. I think in this lifetime you've had some near misses. And again, these are the rattles. These are the shakes. So
So Joni, I'm just going to add,
I don't know if you have a diamond or a pearl or an onyx. These are some precious gems or stones that will assist you. And if you don't have them, you could write the word on a piece of paper, and they will assist you in your healing. You do very well with the sun, and the energies are flushing through you. So if you could put your face up to the sun, go for it. If you're in the northeast and it's cold, you want to stay inside maybe, go to a room where the sun is shining and put your face up to the sun. Let's see what else. So let's get just practical now. So now we're in the press.
She's interacting with you as you're going on here.
Go ahead.
So she's been drinking her water. She said they want to put me on antidepressants. So you talk about the sun as amazing. And I'm not depressed, she says. What kind of treatment would help me? The imbalance is just on one side. And when will this pass?
Which side, left or right?
I'm going to wait for that.
Mm-hmm. The left side is the divine masculine, excuse me, the divine feminine, and the right side is the divine masculine. So she might have issues regarding having had problems with reference to her divine masculine or divine feminine side.
Tons of sinus issues, not draining.
She's holding on to a lot of energy, a lot of issues from different lifetimes, and they're very, very scary issues. So she needs to ground herself. She can look up grounding affirmations, and she needs to root herself to the earth because she feels floaty. That's the vertigo. The sunshine will also help. Prayer will help. Remaining centered, spiritually distancing from this and understanding this is a movie, that her thoughts create her reality, saying positive, positive things. Getting rid of her guilt, the guilt that she feels. It seems that ozone therapy or hyperbaric oxygen chambers might help. But again, I have to say I'm not a doctor. Please see your doctor. This is for entertainment purposes only. So it seems that sucking lozenges might also help. It might clear the ears. She might have some clogs in her ears with wax. Sunshine seems to be the most important thing. She could get a full spectrum light bulb, and she can have that in a lamp. She needs. I think that the dimness does not help her.
Okay. The last question she posted, and I just think it's so fascinating that you were talking about shaking, like the shaken baby and the rattled, and she has a vertigo in the sinus thing, in the neck, in the back, in the head. But so right now she's asking, will this pass? Will I get better?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. This is not her life. This is short term. Maybe within the next month. Even if it goes on for a month, honey, it's over. If she eats nuts, every now and then there's something about nuts. I'm liking them, like peanuts, pistachios, walnuts. Mm. To pop some nuts, I feel like that gives her a little bit of a lift. Lemon in water helps her to be alkalinized. She needs to listen to happy programs, nothing terrible or scary, only good music. The vibration has to go up, must go up. Maybe you're depressed, and antidepressants are there for people if they can't cope, if they can't get out of bed. I don't know if they're antidepressants that assist with vertigo. I don't know. I think
she said that she doesn't want to go on antidepressants. She said that they suggested them, but she is not depressed, and she's pretty adamant about that.
Okay, I thought that there was an antidepressant that was helping for vertigo. If you're not depressed, then you don't go on antidepressants. Again, I'm not a doctor. See your doctor, blah, blah. Okay.
Okay, so you were just talking about the vertigo thing. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just, you know how sometimes, like, there could be a medicine for bipolar disorder, but it helps for anxiety or it helps for depression, so there are crossovers. So if they're thinking of an antidepressant to help with vertigo, then that she can say, is that what you meant?
Right.
But if it's not then she could look up holistic methods for managing vertigo. Sometimes people who have vertigo have wax buildup. Sometimes they have an inner ear infection. You can put warmed up potatoes right on either side of your eustachian tube to help drain them. That's an old folk remedy opening up your eustachian tubes. You just heat up a baked potato.
Okay.
So you make a baked potato and you wrap it in something so it doesn't burn your skin. You could do it with a warm pack. But these are things that sinuses, you can use peppermint oil.
She's responding to you now, and she said, thank you so much. She said, thank you, exclamation point, two of them. Love nuts, exclamation point, love lemon. Listening to calm music, I'm sad about my situation, but I'm not depressed. The joy is in there.
Yes, and you could tell her that I've had vertigo two or three times, and it was the weirdest thing. I couldn't even lift my head. I couldn't even turn my head over because I thought I was going to, like, you spin and you fall. Couldn't even stand up. I had to crawl to the bathroom. So I understand. And sometimes the universe has this happen so we can stop. We literally are stopped in our tracks. Take the opportunity to do whatever you need to do from a passive point of view. Reflect, go inside, hum beautiful songs, pop your nuts, enjoy them, just eat, you know, pop every once in a while, and sing, and this too shall pass. And you can ask the other side, please help me release all that does not serve me. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm
thank you so much for, oh my gosh, Joni, that was great. And thank you. You know, you can see how you can interact on a number of levels here. And I'm so happy that this woman is so courageous to share everything that was going on. And I hope you were served. Right now, we're cruising, and there's been a very patient woman here who has raised her hand a little while ago. So we're going to call on her. So I'm going to unmute you. You are from Andover, Maine, and the last four digits of your number are 1136. You are on the air.
Hi, Joni. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's Susan. Hi. well, it's kind of a happy night because I'm getting ready to watch the eclipse, and it's clear, and it's going to be really pretty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a really good place, but it's something that's been bothering me for quite a while now, and I don't know if you would have any insight. And I'm not sure what your beliefs are, but this is a weird kind of thing. But I was brought up very strict Catholic, always believed in life ever after, angels, whatever, you know, that kind of thing. So, well, I'm 65 years old, and for a year now I've been watching, like, Discovery Channel and stuff like that, how, you know, when people die and they see the tunnel and they're floating above their body in the lights, but they come back. Mm-hmm. But now that documentary attributed everything to scientific, and they explained how the brain works
mm-hmm.
when people are dying, that it's not, they're not seeing heaven and all of that thing. So now I'm like been in this place for a while, like I'm really afraid.
Okay, so
you know what I mean? I'm really afraid that this life... We're not going to go.
It's very unfortunate that was on, but that is, I believe, this is my belief, you don't have to, no one has to agree, everyone has their own truth, that is to mislead people and to have people be afraid of going to the light, so in fact they go somewhere else or they remain earthbound in that purgatory ghost state. Ghosts are called discarnates, so I would erase and delete. They're probably saying it's something with the pineal gland or rods and cones, or they have this electrical whatever, and they see white light, and it's none of it.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry that just makes me so sad. So I think it's a control issue with the media, but I don't want to get into that. So I will tell you what I believe, what I've heard. I've not had that personally. I do have friends who've had the NDEs, or near-death experiences, and I've read channelings, and also I've channeled and watched this experience too, but not my own personal experience. It seems that, I'll tell you a good book.
Okay.
Hands of Light, HANDS, Hands of Light by Barbara Ann Brennan.
Okay, that's easy to remember.
She gives the best explanation of how a spirit gets into a body and how a spirit gets out. Doesn't necessarily talk about the white light, but that's just something that's reported and channeled, and you'd find that fascinating. Okay, that's the first part. So when a soul passes, their spirit goes up through their crown chakra, which is at the top of their head, and then they go through, it seems, a tunnel. And there's white light at the end, and we know where to go, and we are protected. And there's no danger, Will Robinson, going on whatsoever. And the veil is, was that you, Michelle?
Yeah.
It's like that's dated. So for those of you who are younger and don't know Danger Will Robinson, you could look it up, find it on YouTube, because I did. It was from the TV show Lost in Space, and you will laugh. But anyway... the veil is lifted. You remember your entire incarnation. You remember your true essence. You remember who you've been with. You see your entire life before you from birth to death, including all your other lifetimes where you are simultaneously. You are met at the other end by loved ones, angels, archangels, ascended masters, star beings, you name it, whoever's part of your crew. It is, you can call it the rapture, and it is an all-knowing, it is peace, joy, love, everything combined. We look forward to this event, that's what I've heard. And then if people need healing, then they get healing. If people are ready to party, they party. You manifest on demand. If you want to go to a casino, you go to a casino. If you want to go to the top of Mount Everest or you want to go kayaking, you do what you want. If you want to talk to a goat and the goat will talk back to you, you can. It is just amazing. And for everything we think that we know here is nothing as compared to the giant knowing, the remembering when the veil is lifted. It's such a multidimensional holographic universe that you remember about manifesting on demand and that we're all love and we're here, we're of service to each other. And there are other planets and other realities and other beings that don't look human. And there are different star languages, and there are different ways to travel. It's just the best. And that's called home. And that's like where you go back to your oversoul, so your peace here. You have a peace, right? I'm talking to you, and I have a peace here. Michelle has a peace here, and all the listeners. They're all pieces of the whole. So you go back home to what I would say is like the oversoul. And the oversoul is it. And then it remembers where all of its little pieces have exploded throughout creation, wanting to have a good time.
Okay.
Does that feel a little bit better?
Yeah, it's just, you know, to believe there's a life after, and then, you know, people that have, you know, near deaths, and they've talked to you about it, and then you see this stuff on TV, these documentaries, and it sounds so scientific and so real. Like it explains it. So then I think, wow, if we're in this earth just to, you know, just
they,
to go
no,
to the
they
ground
talk,
and that's
they,
it.
There's a lot of the media has an, I believe, well, it's done purposefully, and it's to instill fear. It's to keep people in believing that it's just what is reportable and measurable.
Yeah.
Can I chime in on this? So
please.
Two things. One, it's disturbing, but it really doesn't matter what everyone else is saying. You have to go to where you feel better. And I'm going to give you a link. Even if you Google it, I can send it to you personally, but Dr. Eben, E-B-E-N, Alexander, who wrote the book Proof of Heaven, is actually a Harvard-trained neurosurgeon. He's a medical doctor who had a near-death experience, and he was all about the science, all about the proof, and his book has been on the New York Times bestseller list. It's amazing, and he gives
something like that. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so Joni, Sue's a nurse, okay? So I understand, Sue, how you, like, you're disturbed by, like, people who wanting the scientific evidence instead of. And so it's confusing. So everyone who's listening, Eben Alexander is an awesome resource. So Dr. Eben Alexander, if you just Google him, you'll get to his website, and the book is Proof of Heaven. It's an incredible read, incredible, fast, like so, so good. And I'd give you the book, Sue, but it's on my Kindle. So
That's okay.
Anyway, yeah, so
I have
do
to have
that.
Proof of Heaven. Because
I appreciate your
going on.
That doctor needed proof. And, you know, part of our demise here on Earth as human beings is that, like, we choose to manifest in these physical bodies, right? And then we're taught in Western medicine that we always need proof, proof, proof. But let me just tell you, I did a post with tonight's broadcast on publicizing the show, which is probably one of our biggest shows we've ever had. And Albert Einstein Let me just go to it. It was on the video here. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and we don't pay attention to it enough, but that's where all the answers are. And that's what he did, was he transcended his logical, rational, stupid ego mind, and he just, like, went with his ideas and his imagination. So, but there's the resource, Eben Alexander. Totally, totally go there, because you, Sue, will understand that for sure.
Yeah, because I have to open things up. I have never, like... I guess I'm so doubtful. I've never, like, felt my mom's spirit or my sister, anybody's spirit around me ever. And maybe because I'm too close to it, you know, I'm afraid that it's not really there. So I don't...
Well, that Joni, can you speak to that fear for her?
Well, fear is a block. So if you have fear,
yeah,
then...
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, then they don't come through, so... I don't know, Michelle, if we have enough time to go into that because of the time, because that would go on.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
Regarding getting to the fear. I just don't know. I just want to – I don't know.
Well, I think that for everyone here, you know, everyone who's on the call, please press star 2 because we are coming to the end of the show. If you want a question answered, you must press star 2 if you've called in or post a question in the Q&A or the chat. Because we are coming to an end, but right now there aren't any hands up and there are no
questions. Okay, so I'll keep going.
A lot of people on the call.
Okay.
So please.
So do you ever have a fear of walking alone?
Like literally walking?
In the dark or being just in a parking lot alone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So let's get rid of some of this fear, shall we?
I'm not afraid.
In Earth school, this is Earth. We plan for events. Go ahead. What?
So say yes. Please say yes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. Oops. I lost you.
No. The yes was for what?
Yes, I do have a fear of being alone in the dark.
You do. Okay.
Yeah.
So in this Earth school, we come in beforehand, oftentimes putting challenges on our path. So I'm going to bring up some things that are a little crummy, but we're going to heal them. So there's a rape that occurred in another lifetime with you, okay? And that was very significant, and you were young. And it did a lot of psychological damage, and it permeates. It has like a bleed-through effect into this lifetime. Should we just like cut the edge and get rid of this fear thing?
Yeah.
Let's just do this. It's karma. You blamed yourself. You had unforgiveness towards yourself, so when you go to your passing, ultimately in that lifetime, you're met with all the beloveds, and then at some point they said, well, you know, you crossed yourself, you blamed yourself, you're going to need to do a do-over. And you come into this lifetime and you're racked with fear. And there are a few other lifetimes that are just different experiences, and you're just shaken up, you're scared. It wasn't rape, but just scary stuff. So let's take that lifetime and the other ones that got you shaky and into this fear energy, and we ball them up. And you say inside, I forgive myself. You were all wound up really, like, really tight.
Yeah.
And you're unraveling, and it's phenomenal. It's so good. Did you have dinner yet?
No.
Do you have soup?
No.
Okay.
Actually,
so
I'm making
eggplant one day in the next few days, have some soup. It's very nurturing.
Well, I had some yesterday, but I'll have some more tomorrow.
Okay, that's a good thing. Have some. And do you like corn chowder? Do you like any types of chowders?
Yeah, I do.
Would you be in the mood to have that? I don't want to tell you what to eat.
Yeah.
Okay, there's something about chowder.
Yeah.
That would just like maybe like have you go over the top. I don't know. Your essence is into chowder. I don't know if it is in this lifetime, but you're into chowder. Anyway, and fish soup. Go figure. Some other lifetime. So anyway.
My dad's soup.
There you go.
Yeah.
Forgive everyone. You are. Gosh, is this gorgeous. You're forgiving the assailant and the other people who've hurt you across all time and space. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. There you go. It's okay. Look at you. Blessings are on you. Thank God for these life lessons. Have a little bit of water. If you have a sip of water, like a glass of water by you, have a sip. This is going to go on. They're going to keep working on you. Because this is this troublesome energy that you have, this fear that's stopping you from awakening, it's getting in the way,
Yes. This
fear. And you're raring to go. You're like right there on the precipice of opening up spiritually and seeing and feeling. But the fear kind of gripped you and had you in a hold. So visualize that the beloved, so the angels, do you believe in Jesus, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and all of them? Or consider?
Yep, most of my life, but lately I'm debating that. But
okay, well, they're sitting on your head. They're all over you.
Yeah.
They've got chairs all in front of you, and they're chatting at the same time.
Okay.
They have never forsaken you. They're right there. It's like they're in your living room. They're just talking. Ba, 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 ba. It's a whole big it's a conclave. Okay?
Okay.
So you chat with the ones that you felt a little bit disconnected from. Ask for assistance. Ask for signs. Ask for the miracles. And ask for messages. All they ask for is you just say thank you. And watch it unfold. You're going to have fun. There's a book called Healing with the Angels, and it's by Doreen Virtue, V-I-R-T-U-E. And I think that it's written so beautifully, and it's easy. It's not like an advanced spiritual book. And I think that will make you feel very good.
Okay.
And then she's written so many books that if you get into her, that will help open you. And if you go over to a spiritual section in Barnes & Noble, spirituality, or New Age, and you stay away from the dark books. There are ones that are very dark. You'll know. You will know. But ones that are gorgeous. Or you could always go to my website and then message me and say, hey, I want more books. You know, give me titles. Or ask Michelle.
Yep.
Then, you know, you can fill yourself up with wonderful, supportive, validating material that will enhance your awakening.
Okay.
Bring you back to your original knowing. You know on the other side about all of this, but the veil is over you. It's over all of us. We get patched over the head to forget, because that's the challenge here. But we always are searching to get that veil down and thinned so we could remember again that all is well, that we've never been separated, and this is just one big love ball.
Mm-hmm. Joni, Sue, I hope you were served by that, and thank you so much.
Yes, good. Thank you. I needed that.
Welcome.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll be chatting with you're going to be busy tonight chatting with them.
Yes,
so, and the show.
I'll feel them tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go watch that beautiful sky you have up there.
Oh, it's clear. It's beautiful with the snow and the deer. Oh, it's just, yes,
oh,
it's going to be coming up over the back of the house.
Awesome. So, like, to end the show, what we have, I believe Donna, who had posted the questions in the Q&A, has called in, I hope so, because she posted in the chat, I'll call in later in the show just for clarification with my sister only. And then she said, I love the show. So, right now, if you want to be called on, there's a call in from North Conway, New Hampshire. You need to press *2 to raise your hand in order for me to call on you to get an answer. So, Donna, if you have called in, we are ending the show now with your call and your question. If you want a reading, please press *2 and we can do that. Otherwise, I can't call on you because I don't have permission from you. So the last 4 digits of your number are 8910 from North Conway, New Hampshire. So if that's you, we'll call on you and answer the rest of your question. Okay, so you press *2 on the chat. You're on your phone. You need to press *2 on your phone. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to unmute you. Okay, so Donna, I just unmuted you.
I did.
Can you talk to? Hi.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay. Hi. Hi, Michelle, and hi, Jolie.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
Well, you see, it is pretty complicated. The thing with my sister has been going on a very long time. She's about 9 years older than I am, and I think that the problem is I have reached out to Carol, and I have the acceptance and the forgiveness and all of that has happened. But Carol, she feels that she wants to, in respect to the end of the estate, there's what they call a final settlement agreement, and that is when two sides finally settle on distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol wants full reign. She fired her attorney and wants full control of the money. Now, this is the third time she's done this.
Mm.
The problem with that is if she does that, she has full control of the money, which means that if that's the case, she will do exactly what she's tried to do all the other times, is keep me from getting what I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not fired my attorney. My attorney has been with me since day one, along with my daughter. So he wants to finish it through. I've paid him to finish it through, like
mm-hmm.
most estates are finished by an attorney. So the problem here is that Carol will not relinquish the power or the control as trying to be the hierarchy of the family and wanting full control of the money. That's the problem.
So legally, what does your lawyer say regarding having this close if she's doing that?
He is beside himself at this point. He has never seen in his career anything quite like it.
So is this where you make a motion to the judge? Does it have to go to court?
He said, we can take it to court, but the problem is, Joni, is once you do that, there goes your inheritance. There's the rest of it gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem
is... So it's either do that or she has full control. It's one or the other?
Yeah, and if she does, she's going to take all the money. It's very bad. I mean, it's bad.
But let's see if there's anything that they say, because the original channel is that you'll have an aha and that it will
really?
All come together. So let's see.
I hope so. I hope so, Joni, because it's been... I think that
it seems like you threaten with a lawsuit. It seems that that goes to the court. That's what it feels like.
And
she gets
a
little nervous around
call.
That. That's what I see.
Okay,
I see
so that's the wake-up call.
Involved. And
oh,
that
good.
You would be getting something versus nothing.
I see. So in other words, when she sees that, she might say, I better do this, get this over with. It's done. I want it out of my life. Let's
correct.
Her.
Right.
Okay.
Is that she
That's
wants
a
to
great
dis-
answer.
You. There's another lifetime of just she's suppressed you. She's dominated you. There are a few of these lifetimes, and she's doing it again. She has not worked through her karma, and you're here to stick to your guns. And it sounds like there was the other woman who called in where her husband is to stick to his guns regarding the estate.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yes.
And so I see that once you put the pressure on regarding the litigation, she gets nervous. I don't know if she concedes, but I feel like she starts as like a stepping back. I don't know about stepping down, but she moves back a little bit because I see her getting nervous. And then I feel like there are decisions that are made. And then at that point, it is out of your hands, but I guess it would be a court and, I mean, not a jury, I mean, a judge who would make a decision regarding splitting the money fairly. And I guess because of legal fees, you lose some of it. But on the other hand, you will get something because she's doing shenanigans.
Shenanigans?
This is shenanigans by what she's doing.
She is a criminal by
mm-hmm.
right.
Yes.
I'm talking
I believe
about,
you.
Not only in the United States, but international forgery and fraud with another bank. I mean,
I believe,
I'm talking serious criminal behavior that I have not pushed her. Because I love her, and I don't want to go there. I don't want to force that upon her. Her children will find out. It will be a terrible mess in the family, and I don't want anyone to ever know what she's done. So
this is your life lesson here. You to make a decision. Do you want her to overpower and dominate and take control, and then you succumb, or do you want to stand your ground and then she loses? And, you know, karma's a bitch, and that she would be outed and her family would learn, and that's the price that you pay for being a criminal.
Oh, no, really? Oh, God.
Protecting her. It's like harboring a criminal, what you're doing. And they're not being judgmental. It's just because of her, she's getting away with it, quote unquote.
Exactly. Okay.
Right, and you're giving her
power
by not asserting yourself and going into your power.
Because if you love unconditionally, you forgive and you work at that. And I have forgiven her. But there's a point where you're saying, okay, Donna, yes, there's unconditional love, but there comes a point where you have to think about yourself here and where and how you're going to get out of this situation without making you ill or making you sick. And that's what has happened. I've really been sick over it. And is it worth it? And now I'm going to have to do exactly what I don't want to do because I love, and I love a certain way, but it's the only way I'm going to get this resolved. I don't want to do it, Joni, but I'm going to have to do it.
Donna, you know what? That is such a potent topic for everyone to reflect on this evening. I mean, thank you so much for bringing that to us. And I know you, and I know how heartfelt and just of pure good intent you are. So for everyone who's listening, I want you to embrace Donna's frustration and her question with, like, you know, where do you draw the line? And Joni, because we have to end, we've gone almost 15 minutes over, and I don't want to cut you off, Donna, but I think that this is the perfect spot to end. Joni, I would like a final word from you on this Valentine's show during the full moon lunar eclipse with
transitioning from the wolf for Donna, maybe that's the aha.
Right.
Maybe that's the aha, that ultimately when you get this in play, and then you watch the chips fall and justice is served, it will all come together and there will be peace, because that was the original channel.
I do also know, Donna, just because I know that you do have done readings, and I've had readings by you, and you're amazing, and I know you, that you know, maybe you want to pursue something, more communication with Joni on a more personal level. But right now, what I would love to do is leave everyone with what you brought to the table. And Joni, your final words, because we're over by 15 minutes here, and then we're going to say goodnight, and we're going to rest in this energy of this evening. So thank you so much, Donna. And Joni, we're going to let you end this right now, okay?
I wish everyone peace and enjoy the energies of this evening. And also, may your Valentine's Day be full of love for self. And if there are others that are in your life that you're thinking about loving, they are loving you, enjoy that energy too.
So that's what's most important. And I think, Donna, through your thread of questions and then your personal interaction with us, you brought a huge amount to the table, especially with that last bit. And then with the anonymous questioner, so amazing. And then Sue you calling in, and it's been an incredible evening. And I thank everyone so much for participating. And I know that, like, even Patrick here is listening, and he's like on his seat, and he was excited too. And it's like, it's just amazing. So on that note, with love to everyone, I thank you so much for participating. You know, you can get in touch with me at soul-luminous.com and listen to any of the webcasts here that we have with Joni, and also go to Joni's White Light Healing. Her links are on my website, but if you just Google Joni's White Light Healing, she's going to come right up. And she's precious for all of us, an incredible
guide.
Thank
you so much, and thank you for having me each month. I love being here. I love being of service.
No, you know what? I love having you, and Donna says thank you.
You're welcome.
Everyone,
my good luck.
Good night on this full moon lunar eclipse. Go out and enjoy it. If you have a clear sky, go now, please, and see if you can see the comet later. All right, we're off.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.